The King's Cut Finger. Once upon a time, there reigned in the kingdom of Pataliputra a very righteous king by the name of Chandrasena, who governed his subjects with the loving and gentle guidance of a father to his children. That king had a very devoted and enlightened minister who was also his best friend and confidant. His name was Uttam. No matter what happened in the functions of government, in the personal lives of the king or his family, even in that minister's own life, no matter what course events would take, that minister used to say, God performs all works for the best. It is God's will. Occasionally, when things would go very wrong in the kingdom, and the worst results came to pass, that minister Uttam would say, don't worry, it's for the best. God has a plan, and he designs all for the best possible results. This used to irritate King Chandrasena. He was frequently perplexed by numerous problems, enemies, finance, treasury, spies sowing seeds of dissension, the potential of drought and famine. For the ruler of a kingdom, almost anything and everything can go wrong at any time. And then, in the midst of havoc, while trying to deal with all of these difficulties, his minister would say, don't worry, God does everything for the best. Protect your dharma. Do what is right. Do I have to listen to this? Thought the king. What nonsense this man offers. Again and again when we have problems, he tells me not to worry. It's all God's will. How can I run a kingdom like that? One day, the king was eating from a basket of fruit. He selected a fresh, juicy red apple from the basket, and taking his knife, he began to peel the skin. As he was peeling it, his knife slipped. Ow! He shouted, and he licked the wound where a slight trace of blood began to appear. Darn it, that hurt! Cried the king. The passive minister, when he saw the king's predicament, calmly replied, don't worry, my king. It's all right. God has a plan. Everything is for the best. What do you mean it's for the best? Cried the king. That's my finger that's bleeding. Everything is not for the best. What is so good about the king cutting his finger? Guards, throw this idiot in jail. Immediately, the guards came and arrested the minister and took him to the jail. King Chandrasena was very fond of hunting. He and his friend Uttam, the minister, used to go out every afternoon into the forest to shoot at game, to enjoy the freshness of the outdoors and to get away from the stuffiness and the considerations of the kingdom. This day, Chandrasena's mind would not sit still. Being so agitated, he went off into the forest by himself. He started to shoot at some of the animals, but because of his lack of concentration, he could not hit anything. Just then, a giant wild boar came running before his path. The king pursued the boar on horseback, following him into the denseness of the forest. The boar went on, darting in and out between the thickets with deceitful trickery, and he led the king far into the dense forest, away from every area which the king had previously visited. Suddenly, in a thick part of the forest, a band of tribal natives surrounded King Chandrasena. With weapons aimed at him, they made him stop in a clearing. "Dismount from your horse," they commanded. The king got down from his horse, surrendered his arms, and was taken captive. The warriors brought their prisoner to their high priest. "Ah," he exclaimed, "an excellent victim for our sacrifice. Wash him, give him food. Tonight, the goddess of death will be pleased. We can sacrifice this noble head before our goddess." The king was led away, bathed, dressed in the finest cloth, fed a scrumptious meal, and then bound to the sacrificial post. The priest began to recite the sacrificial texts while the members of the tribe gathered round, chanting in the ecstasy of worship. The executioner raised the blade of the sword over the king's head. "Stop," said the high priest. "What is that on his thumb?" "It's a cut." "This victim is not whole. He cannot be sacrificed. He has an imperfection, and our goddess will not accept him. Release him." The king was released, and he immediately made his way home back to his kingdom. After taking some refreshment and rest, he sent for the minister Uttam. "Bring the minister from the jail." When the minister was brought before the king, Chandrasena related what had happened to him during his adventure in the forest. The king said, "Now I understand what you said to be true, that God works everything for the best. I can see that the cut on my thumb in fact saved my life from being sacrificed before the goddess of those natives in the forest. But now please clarify for me one point, just for my understanding. If God has a plan for everything, and everything is for the best in accordance with Dharma, then tell me, how was it for the best for you to spend the day in jail?" Uttam, the minister, gave his reply. "Your Highness, you know you are very fond of hunting in the afternoons, of wandering in the forest to shoot game, and to seek refuge from the considerations of the kingdom. Regularly, I accompany you on those hunting expeditions. On this particular day, when you were caught by native tribesmen who were ready to offer you in sacrifice to their goddess, you were saved by the cut on your finger. Well, Your Highness, I had no such cut on my finger. Had I accompanied you into the forest, I might very well have been required to leave my head in that very same place. So you see, Your Highness, God works everything for the best.
Surrender to God's will.